KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school boys baseball action last night at Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Shenandoah defeating Atlantic 2-0, Kemper Catholic over Harlan 4-0, Southeast Polk topping Creston 8-1, St. Albert beat Red Oak 12-1. In Western Iowa conference play, it was Underwood over Riverside 14-1, AHST rallied to beat Missouri Valley 5-4, Audubon over Griswold 9-5, Trainer beat Tri-Center 10-0. In Rolling Hills play, Exira EHK beating Glidden-Ralston 2-1, Orient Maxburg topping Stanton 6-5. Also around the area, IKM Manning beat Arweva 10-0, Carroll over Boone 8-3, Ogden beat Coon Rapids Bayard 6-3, and West Harrison a 4-0 winner over Boyer Valley. In girls softball action yesterday in the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan over Kemper Catholic 14-2, Red Oak beat Corning 3-1. In the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon over Griswold 5-4, Missouri Valley topping AHST 12-1, Trainer beat Tri-Center 6-0, Underwood over Riverside 2-0. In the Rolling Hills Conference, it was Coon Rapids Bayard twice over Cam 15-3 and 8-4, Exira EHK beat Glidden-Ralston 6-2, Stanton over Orient Maxburg 4-1. Also, it was Boone beating Carroll 13-1, Des Moines Christian 10-0 over West Central Valley. In Major League Baseball, Paul Goldschmidt hit his second Grand Slam in 5 days. Wade Miley bounced back from his two worst outings of the season, and the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the St. Louis Cardinals 10-3 last night. Arizona has won 4 out of 5. St. Louis, with the best record in the majors, dropped back-to-back games for the first time since April. Goldschmidt became the first Arizona player with two slams on the same road trip as he hit one in a 12-4 win at Chicago on Saturday. Goldschmidt also hit a go-ahead single in the 14th inning to beat St. Louis on Tuesday night. He has a team-leading 14 home runs and leads the National League with 53 RBIs, including 12 in his last 5 games. Elsewhere in the National League last night, it was Atlanta beating Pittsburgh 5-0, Philadelphia downing Miami 6-1, the New York Mets beat Washington 10-1, Colorado big over Cincinnati 12-4, San Diego beat the LA Dodgers 6-2. In the American League, Jeremy Guthrie lasted 6 shaky innings, and the Kansas City bullpen held off the Minnesota Twins the rest of the way, wrapping up a 4-1 victory, ending the Royals' franchise record 11-game home losing streak. It had been exactly 1 month since Kansas City won a game at Kauffman Stadium, a period marked by offensive ineptitude that had resulted in a precipitous slide into last place in the AL Central. The Twins jumped out to a first-inning leadoff of Guthrie, but the right-hander escaped a bases-loaded jam. The Royals answered in the bottom half when Eric Hosmer reached on an error and Salvador Perez drove him in with a single. P.J. Walters walked the bases loaded and David Luff's two-run, two-out single gave Kansas City enough runs for the rest of the night. Elsewhere in the AL last night, it was the Yankees over Cleveland 6-4. The White Sox beat Seattle in 16 innings 7-5. Tampa Bay down Detroit 3-0. Texas edging Boston 3-2. Houston beat Baltimore by an 11-7 final. In interleague play, it was Oakland over Milwaukee 6-1. Toronto beat San Francisco 4-0. And the Chicago Cubs over the LA Angels in 10 innings by a score of 8-6. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals recalled right-hander Mikhail Clayto from AAA Memphis Wednesday before their game against Arizona. Clayto was 2-2 with a .567 earned run average in 13 games with Memphis, 6 of those as a starter. Right-hander Victor Marte was sent to Memphis. Marte, the losing pitcher Tuesday night to Arizona, was 0-1 with a 6 earned run average in 4 appearances. The Cardinals also announced the catcher Yadier Molina has dropped his appeal of a 1-game suspension for bumping umpire Mike Everett on Sunday. Well, for 3 weeks, the players accompanied by their lawyers have been summoned to interviews as part of baseball's latest investigation into performance-enhancing drugs. Alex Rodriguez, Ryan Braun, Nelson Cruz, Melky Cabrera, and Bartolo Colon are among the 20 or so players who may be disciplined for their links to the now-closed Miami anti-aging clinic, Biogenesis of America. The players' union says it has been assured that no decisions regarding discipline will be made until the review of the interviews are completed. A person familiar with the case told the Associated Press that Biogenesis founder Anthony Bosch has agreed to talk to Major League Baseball. Drug agents are investigating a narcotics delivery to the home of Cleveland Indians closer Chris Perez. No charges have been filed, and the matter remains under investigation. Indians GM Chris Antonetti says the team has talked with Perez and is gathering additional information. Washington has placed pitcher Steven Strasburg on the 15-day disabled list after he was unable to make a scheduled bullpen session. Manager Davey Johnson says that Strasburg is still feeling tenderness in his back. He was removed after 2 innings in his last start Friday against the Atlanta Braves, saying after the game that his back had been bothering him. The team later said Strasburg had a slightly strained back muscle. Right-hander Johnny Cueto went back on the 15-day disabled list with a sore muscle behind his pitching shoulder. It's the second time this season that the Cincinnati Reds have lost their top starter to that injury. Dodgers right-hander Josh Beckett has been diagnosed with irritation of an upper arm nerve that's causing numbness in his right hand and fingers. Beckett won't throw for another 4 weeks as he also recovers from a strained left groin that landed him on the disabled list. Jake Peavy will miss at least the next 4 to 6 weeks after an MRI revealed the White Sox starter has a non-displaced rib fracture on the left side of his chest. The only treatment is rest, and Peavy will be shut down for that entire stretch. Well, the Boston Bruins had to work overtime, double overtime, in fact, to take a 3-0 lead in the National Hockey League's Eastern Conference Finals. Patrice Bergeron redirected a pass by Brad Marchand at 15:19 of the second overtime to end the Bruins' 2-1 victory over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Jaromir Jagr started the play by stripping Evgeny Malkin of the puck along the boards before sending a pass to a streaking Marchand. Bergeron into the longest game of the postseason as the Bruins stifled Pittsburgh's offense once again. It took the Bruins just 102 seconds to take a 1-0 lead as David Krejci banked a centering pass off the skate of a Penguins defenseman and into the net. It remained 1-0 until Chris Kunitz tallied midway through the second period. Tuukka Rask was spectacular at times while making 53 saves, 15 of those in overtime. Rask has allowed only 2 goals in the series. Thomas Vokoun handled 38 shots for the Penguins, who will try to avoid a sweep when they face the Bruins Friday night again in Boston. Well, the Chicago Blackhawks will be without defenseman Duncan Keith for Game 4 of the National Hockey League's Western Conference Finals against the Kings in Los Angeles tonight. The NHL has handed Keith a 1-game suspension for high-sticking Kings forward Jeff Carter in the face during the second period of the Hawks' 3-1 loss. Chicago leads that series 2-1. Well, the University of Iowa's 3 starting linebackers headlined the program's leadership group for 2013. The Hawkeyes announced the group of 15 players on Wednesday. The group's members, who are voted on by the players, perform the duties of captains. Senior linebackers James Morris, Christian Kirksey, and Anthony Hitchens are joined by fellow seniors B.J. Lowry, Brett Van Sloten, and guard Casey Kreider. Juniors include wide receiver Kevontae Martin-Manley and Mark Wiseman, and 4 sophomores were also voted on by their teammates. Sophomore quarterback Jake Rudock and redshirt freshman quarterback Casey Beathard also made that list. Iowa opens up the season on August 31st when they host Northern Illinois. Well, 7-time champion Rafael Nadal rolled into the semifinals at the French Open with a straight sets victory over 9th-seeded Stanislas Wawrinka. Nadal reached the 20th Grand Slam final of his career while preventing Wawrinka from getting to his first. Nadal has won 12 straight sets as he improves to 57-1 at Roland Garros. The Spaniard is trying to become the first man to win 8 titles at the same Grand Slam tournament. Next up is Friday's semifinal match against top seed Novak Djokovic, who dispatched 12th-seeded Tommy Haas in straight sets. 3rd-seeded Victoria Azarenka became the first woman representing Belarus to reach the semifinals of the French Open as she beat Maria Kirilenko of Russia in straight sets. Azarenka next will face number 2-seed Maria Sharapova, who beat number 18 Yelena Yankovic in a 3-set match. And Kentucky Derby winner Orb has been made the morning line favorite in a field of 14 horses entered for Saturday's Belmont Stakes. Preakness winner Oxbow is the 3rd choice in the largest Belmont field since 1996. Orb is the 3-1 favorite and drew the number 5 post for trainer Shug McGahee. Oxbow is 5-1 after drawing the number 7 post for trainer Dwayne Lucas. Todd Pletcher has a record 5 3-year-olds in the 1.5-mile race. Among them is Unlimited Budget, who will attempt to become the 4th filly to win the final leg of the Triple Crown. Pletcher's horse, Revolutionary, is the 2nd choice, who comes in at 9-2. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.